And tell me about the legislation. You have a bill that you introduced today that would address loopholes. You say have allowed American taxpayer dollars to fund terror groups such as Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria. Are you really suggesting that the U.S. government is funding these terrorist groups?
I'm not only suggesting it. This is the reality that we're living in. And
not directly,
most Americans, you know, if you or I were to go and provide money, weapons or support or whatever to a group like Al-Qaeda or ISIS, we would immediately be thrown in jail. However, the U.S. government has been providing money, weapons, intel assistance, and other types of support through the CIA directly to these groups that are working with and are affiliated with Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
So you're saying the CIA is giving money to groups in Syria, and those groups are working with al-Nusra and ISIS?
There have been numerous reports from the New York Times to the Wall Street Journal and other news outlets who have declared that these rebel groups have formed these battlefield alliances with Al-Qaeda, that essentially these Al-Qaeda groups are in charge of every single rebel group on the ground fighting in Syria to overthrow the Syrian government.
Now, the U.S. government says that they vet the groups that they give money to very, very closely, and that you're wrong. There are not alliances between groups that the American taxpayers fund and these other groups. Obviously, they all are fighting Assad.
I beg to differ. Evidence has shown time and time again that is not the case, that we are both directly and indirectly supporting these groups who are allied with, are partnered with Al-Qaeda and ISIS in working to overthrow the Syrian government of Assad. And we've also been providing that support through countries like Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Qatar to do that.